Uncle Monday was a medicine man from Africa, brought over with a slave trade to South Carolina, where he escaped and went to Florida to live among the Seminoles and Maroons. He brought his crocodile medicine with him. We know the Seminoles hold the alligator very sacred as well, and like Uncle Monday's crocodile medicine, they have their alligator medicine. Legend says that Uncle Monday refused to surrender to the white man, even though he said the spirits told him resistance was futile. But he swore he would never submit to slavery or death at the hands of white men, and said he would change himself into an alligator until the wars were over. Then he would come forth from the waters in peace. So the Seminoles held a ceremony for his transformation. As he danced to the drum beats, his legs began to grow shorter and his face longer. His skin became scaly and his voice changed to thunder. He began to bellow, and in response, hundreds of alligators bellowed and came up from the swamp to meet him. So many. They lined up in two lines, leaving a space between them. Uncle Monday turned into the biggest gator of them all, and he sauntered in between the two rows of gators and slid right into the water. As he let out the loudest bellow, all of the other gators slid into the water raft after him. And that's how Uncle Monday changed himself into an alligator. They say he still lives in the swamps, and every now and again he comes from the water and changes back into a man, walking among the living just to cast all sorts of spells and spread his magic, both good and evil. This is Natural and Wild with Christine Grayson. I'm a storyteller, an Appalachian artist, and a nature lover. Welcome to my show. The name alligator originates from early Spanish-speaking settlers from the Gulf Coast, who named it El Largato, meaning lizard. English speakers got confused and thought they were saying legato, which we all know is a musical term, and it eventually evolved into the word alligator. Now, there's a big difference between alligators and crocodiles. Aside from the physical, obvious differences, color, snout, etc., alligators are missing, but they lack, a salt-excreting gland, and so they can only live in freshwater habitats. Crocodiles, on the other hand, do have that gland, and they can expel an overabundance of salt, so you'll find them in brackish and saltwater areas. Male alligators are bigger than females. They can get up to 14 feet long and over 1,000 pounds. And all alligators have the most powerful bite force of any other animal that is alive on this planet today. They have a bite force of 2,960 pounds. They go through a lot of teeth. They'll lose about 2,000 teeth in the course of their lifetime. That's why you'll see a ton of alligator teeth in gift shops in places like New Orleans or in Florida. They're carnivorous, and just about anything will do. Blood, bone, and meat.
No.
They've also been known to be cannibals. They can climb. So if you think a fence is keeping one out of your yard, you're wrong. They climb fences, stairs, and trees. They're incredibly social and curious. Alligators are the most social of all the reptiles. They'll sit around in groups. They don't generally like to be solitary. And females make incredible mothers. They're very protective and will even help their young hatch from the eggs if they're having a hard time getting out. Now, I've never seen that with any other animal that lays eggs. Then they'll take care of their children for up to a year. This fiercely protective nature is part of the many reasons why, in New Orleans voodoo, the heads of alligators are considered protective talismans. and people will hang them on their doors to protect the home. And the right way to do it is to make sure the mouth is open and ready to strike when it's hanging on your door or on your wall. They're a battleship of an animal, and they have a teeny tiny brain that limits their thinking to simple survival tactics. Eat, bite, fight, mate, and do it again. In addition to wanting to play and be a part of the larger social group situation, babies love to play. They'll pick up plants in the water and carry them on their heads and chase each other. They'll grab small creatures, alive or dead, and practice baby death rolls on them. And their language is a little complex. They'll grunt or make guttural noises when they want or need. This happens a lot when adults are mating. It happens when babies are hatching. They'll grunt at their mothers and ask for help. They can produce subaudible noises, very low, like a rumbling. And this is meant to attract mates. Alligators do what's called head slapping. This is an assertion. They use body language. There's elevated posture, inflated postures, and they even wag their tails. I've always been fascinated by these beasts. Not fascinated enough to get close to one. I did go to an alligator farm once. I lived down in New Orleans for 5 years. Back in 2010, I moved there. I thought it was a beautiful, mysterious place, and I fell in love with the swamp and other geographical aspects of New Orleans. It was something I wasn't used to, growing up in the mountains all my life. I became interested in the folklore, the history, everything. And I even partook of an alligator at a restaurant one time. I was curious. I had alligator and rattlesnake down there. Now, I also had these weird dreams of an alligator since long, long before I ever went to Louisiana. This was years ago, and this dream was reoccurring. I had it all the time. There was this big tree in a normal mountain yard. I don't know what an alligator was doing there. It was a dream. And so this tree was something that I always was trying to climb and to stay inside. It felt safe to me. Sometimes it had a little shelter in it, like a little treehouse sort of thing. It was a big, big tree and old. And it had been there forever. And there was always this giant alligator below it. And I'd be either about to fall out of the tree, or I had to run to the tree and climb it before the alligator got me. Or I was just climbing the tree happily and the alligator just randomly showed up out of nowhere and almost ate my legs. I never did figure out what that dream was about because I didn't want to think about it at the time. And at this point, I've forgotten what was going on in my life back then. But I don't have them anymore. I'm sure everybody dreams of an alligator under a tree, right? I don't know. I thought of the dream again while I was reading an article about how high they could jump. And they can jump or leap really up to 5 feet in the air. They push off with their tails. One really interesting thing about alligators is that the sex of their babies is determined by the temperature of the nest that they build. If it's built in a cooler, muddier spot, they'll be female. If it's warmer and hotter, built on dry leaves while the eggs are incubating, they'll be male alligator babies. So, hot eggs are boys and cold eggs are girls. Funny, huh? There's a swamp park in North Carolina, which is near Charlotte, which is right beside South Carolina, so they do have alligators. And in 2018, this park posted a picture on social media explaining how alligators survive in frozen, cold conditions, because North Carolina can get really cold, even near the border. And these alligators in the park will position their heads right above the water, so you can see the head and the mouths with all their teeth peeking up. and they'll let the water start to freeze around them and encase them in it. They can keep breathing above water, but they're frozen in the lake. They apparently know exactly when the water is going to freeze, and this looks really creepy. But if you ever see it, rest assured the alligator is alive. He's just going to be really cranky when he thaws out again. Alligators, caimans, and crocodiles have been used in southern conjure for centuries. An alligator foot on a keychain is supposed to be good luck for gamblers. To attract money, you're supposed to take a foot and a coin, a Sacagawea coin or a buffalo nickel or an Indian head penny, or you can even use a silver dime, and put it in the palm of the foot, and you wrap it up with a piece of green flannel. So that's supposed to be for attracting money. The teeth are worn on necklaces by conjurers and root workers for protection. But it's also said that if you're staying near a large body of water, like a lake or a big river, the tooth loses its power. And of course, this is such a big business, along with the skins being used for accessories and boots and things, that at one point these animals did become endangered. But they're not anymore, because there was that initiative to save them, and now they're farmed. And they're taken in as pets, and they're released, you know, impulsively. The South is overrun with alligators. And they're served as a delicacy in some restaurants. Again, I have eaten alligator myself. I know. It's not the best look. I love nature and all, but I'm not vegan. Or let me say that another way. I respect the way nature works. And a life is a life. Plant, animal, gnat, tick, mosquito. We're all a big food chain, whether we like it or not. I do limit my intake significantly. I've read enough to know that even plants understand when they're being eaten. And some of them, in a panic-stricken state, will send off chemical signals that attract the predator of the thing that's eating them. Of course, they can't do that with humans. Tomato plants do this, for example. Everything wants to survive, not just animals. It's the way of the cosmos. We all fight to survive. But I'm not going to get into all that. I admit that I have eaten an alligator before. And I'm not a perfect little nature pixie. And that's all I'll say about it. If anything, I don't like misrepresenting myself. But back to alligators. There are a ton of them now. The move to save them ended up making many, many alligator babies. And alligator babies are cute. So cute that people do keep them as pets. Until they get big. Now that's one thing I've honestly never understood. I mean, it's pretty obvious this alligator baby is going to grow up, right? And their bite force as adults are well over 2,000 pounds, almost 3,000 pounds. They're heavy. They're longer in footage than the height of most people's apartments. So what are you going to really do with that thing? We're nuts. Human beings are just nuts. Me included. We're all a little bit batty. And this is why I never could get behind the desire to point fingers, judge, shame, and scrutinize other people. We're all a hot mess, really, and there's no good reason for that. They say that what you put your attention into will grow. I believe this more than I believe anything else. And to feed the bandwagon when the bandwagon isn't really doing anything but bullying and fighting, well, it's just not very productive, is it? I've got some new workshops up on my website now, all about turning your attention towards conjuring the things and the life that you want. All about retraining your mind to think in a more efficient direction in regards to wellness, mentality included, and attracting the most attractive things. It's the law of attraction thing, but it ain't the secret. I think that book and that movie is kind of silly and really hasn't got much to do with the art of attracting, which I like to call it instead of law, because it is an art. Anyway, it's up at my workshops page. The new one I launched this week is all about manifesting wealth. And you don't even need an alligator foot for it. And it's vegan. It's a vegan workshop. No alligator feet. And on that note, I'm about alligatored out. I will be back again in 2 weeks with another show. Please extend your hearts to each other instead of your slapping hand. There's enough fighting going on in this grungy, complicated world right now. I'd like to see some good things happen. I'd like to just know that some good is being done. This has been Natural and Wild with Christine Grayson. I'd like to thank my best friends and primary supporters of this podcast, the ones who keep it going. Chris Nolan, William Bishop, Arnold Bloom, Robin Umber, Yvonne Ragland, Bruce Presson, and Sheila McGregor. Thank you to those who have helped out through the PayPal link on my website. And don't forget to check out my new workshop, Manifesting Wealth. Stay happy, stay healthy, hug your neighbor if they're not contagious, and have a wonderful weekend.